from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It is time for the Front Office Report, and the Front Office Report is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway. All under one roof, timeoutmarket.com, and by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Craig, Chris Curtis in for Greg. How are you this morning?
Okay. Good.
Sorry about that. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Nice road trip, 4-3. How are you feeling this morning as you guys return home with a day off before taking on the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, it was a really good road trip. Certainly there were probably a couple more games we could have won, but anytime you head on the road for seven games and you play in Baltimore for four and then Houston for three and walk away with a winning record, I think you absolutely have to take it. We saw a lot of good things. Maybe the pitching staff stabilized a little bit. The rotation gave us a chance to win. This turn through bullpen, especially over the last 2 days, has really taken a step forward. And then we saw, Jaron Duran continued to be a spark plug at the top of the lineup. Seemed like he single-handedly was responsible for scoring runs in the beginning of those games in Houston. Sedan had a really great series on both sides of the ball, making highlight plays on defense and contributing with the bat in meaningful ways. Massa continued to stay really hot. So a lot of really, really good things.
11 games over 500, you have the second most road wins in all of Major League Baseball behind only the Orioles. What is it about your team that allows it to excel away from Fenway?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We spent a ton of time thinking about that. Alex and I often joke about, do we try to put the guys up in a hotel? Do we have a team bus to Fenway? Because we've got to figure out how to win more games at home. tomorrow night is a good place to start.
Craig, the players have acknowledged knowing the importance of the last series, and Alex Cora has acknowledged the fact of your standings and keeping up with where you guys are. How important is it for you that players and Alex Cora know where you're at, know the importance of games, but don't focus too much on that?
Yeah, I would love to lie to you and say nobody looks at what's happening, around the league, and nobody looks at how the other teams that we're chasing are playing. It's not true, especially, as you approach late August and into September, and players are no different. But I think what we have to try to do is recognize that reality while also maintaining focus on what we need to do. And that's win the games that are in front of us. What happens around the rest of the league doesn't really matter if we don't play good baseball and we don't win. It's natural to look around. I think Alex deserves a ton of credit. The players and staff deserve a ton of credit for their ability to maintain focus throughout the season. I think we've talked about that a handful of times on this show, whether it's injuries or, outside narratives, Alex's contract situation. That group has done a great job of focusing on their play on the field, on getting better, and as a result, we find ourselves in this position playing really meaningful games.
Craig, when you look at, you say the reality of, where you are, looking at the schedule. What's the reality for, you know, let's say the beginning of September, midway through September, where you feel like you need to be when it comes to being within striking distance? Hopefully you're holding on to one of those wild card spots, but is there a specific, like, two games back, you know, game and a half back? Like, is there a specific place you'd like to be, you know, beginning midway through September?
You know, I'm not sure that there is, because anytime you're in a position where, you know, you need other teams to lose games, you know, it's to, you know, kind of by definition out of your control. So we would love to be in a place where, hey, you know, if we take care of our games, you know, we'll be fine. That's not the case today as things currently stand. But we also know that this is a really tough stretch for us, you know, in playing teams that will be going to the playoffs, and we need to make sure that we can hold our own. And I think, you know, we've largely done that, but I think as a general rule, for me, kind of being within, you know, three games means that you're never more than kind of a series out of things. But at some point we're going to run out of time, and we need to start leapfrogging teams.
What's a successful season for you, Craig?
I mean, you know, the obvious answer there is winning the World Series. But I think at the same time, while that is the goal and that's the standard that we should, you know, we should seek to uphold, I think looking at individual players, knowing that our core is young and emerging, and being able to point to material improvements in play is really important. So continuing to shore up, you know, infield defense, stabilize the starting rotation, look at pieces of the bullpen who are emerging that can be counted on to throw leverage innings, not just, you know, in the rest of August and September, but heading into 2025. But there's no doubt that our focus is completely on 2024.
So, but it seems to me that the goal is really that third wild card, because that's the most approachable. Is that not the case? That, I mean, obviously you'd love to win the division, but if you don't make the playoffs, is there a way this was a successful season?
I think it depends on, you know, to your previous question, it depends on how you define success. But I don't think that we can sit here, you know, given where we are right now, and say that, you know, hey, we had a largely successful season if we fall short of the playoffs. That doesn't mean that we won't be able to find good things in that. But every year, we should strive to make the playoffs. And given that we have a real chance right now, I think we would all be disappointed if we fall short of that.
Craig, the bullpen flipped the script in a good way the last two games. Why do you think that happened, and how do you make sure that change is here to stay?
Yeah, so I think there are a few things that we can point to. One is, you know, starters going a little bit deeper in general this past turn through, you know, Bayo and Tanner, certainly pitching deeper into games, and you know, Cutter in Baltimore. And I think that allowed the bullpen to stabilize a little bit and not, you know, maybe catch their breath a bit. I think there's probably some positive regression just in terms of pitches that were thrown in the strike zone that had gotten hit hard, you know, to some degree weren't. And then I think there's a little bit of a change in attack and usage, and getting back to attacking the strike zone, thinking about execution. I think we saw a lot more fastballs this last couple of games. And with that, maybe the confidence to attack hitters in the strike zone. I think, you know, Garcia stands out as a guy over the last two nights who was really aggressive in the zone with a sinker. The velocity was up to 97, 98. And, you know, he showed what made us excited to bring him in the first place.
Coming from the world of football, we always talk about young guys hitting a wall, you know, midway through the season. Alex Cora talked about this team having a lot of young kids. You talk about this team having some young players. What are some of the maybe like the obstacles that some of the younger players have to avoid so they don't hit that wall? Or is there something that just every player deals with in baseball when they are a younger player?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sure. We can collect a ton of information on workload and fatigue and recovery. But the reality is, you know, there's a pretty significant difference in the workloads between a major league season and, you know, even a AAA season, and that our AAA teams are off every Monday, and the season is shorter in the minor leagues, and so a lot of our players are playing more games, they're getting more at bats, they're throwing more innings than they ever have before, and also they're going to be playing important games in the end of September and hopefully beyond. So I think Alex does a really good job of managing the entire roster, right? And not shying away from using every guy that's on the team. We see that in the bullpen. We see that in pinch hits and being aggressive. I mean, that's one way to balance out the workload. But I'm just not sure there's really any way to kind of simulate this other than to live through it and know that there will be challenges and obstacles when guys need a day. We'll try to be proactive with that. But we're going to be better for, you know, having this young group play through 162 games and hopefully more and play meaningful games in late September.
Craig, we saw Tristan Casas back helping the club, a couple of big hits on the road trip. Any updates on Liam Hendricks or Trevor Story?
Yeah, so Liam has begun his rehab assignment. That is all going pretty well. We know that it'll be a pretty not terribly lengthy process, but part of the say it's 6 or 7 or 8 games. This isn't exclusively about he needs to throw until he feels like he's capable of getting major league hitters out, which is the case sometimes in other rehab assignments. This is actually part of his rehab. He's still building arm strength and, he's still kind of getting up to game speed and game intensity. With Trevor, he continues to make a ton of progress, and just being around him in the clubhouse, there's a different attitude that he's taking every day. He's excited to go hit and field. I think, Liam is certainly on track to come back sooner, but, I think there's a real strong chance that Trevor is putting on a Red Sox uniform and helping us at some point.
All right, Craig, that's good to hear. I appreciate your time, as always. Good luck against the Diamondbacks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good morning.
All right, that was Craig Breslow, brought to you by Time Out Market and by Shaw's and Star Market. I understand the hesitance and sort of saying that it's only a success if we win a World Series, that you don't want to say something else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's already been a successful year when you consider where we thought the team was going to be. Giolito gets hurt. Trevor Story's hurt. You lose Casas for, 2+ months?
Right.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here 8 games over .500 with a day off approaching. I think they only have 16 more road games the rest of the season. There will be meaningful games played into mm-hmm. September. And the future, Breslow and Cora appear to be working well together. This is the second week in a row where Breslow's, without being asked, brought up his relationship with Cora,
yeah.
Something that he wouldn't even touch on 2 months ago.
I think that that's an important part, saying that it's a success. I think fans won't consider it a team success unless they, make the postseason in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But what is an easy answer is, well, it's already a success because we've locked up Alex Cora.
Right, but you can't really, no, manager or a front office person, a coach, will ever kind of say publicly during the season that it's a success. I think after the season, you know, it's a little bit easier to sit there and go, okay, yeah, we viewed that season as being successful, even though we didn't make the playoffs. But in the season, that every guy or manager, or coach, or player says, you know, getting to the playoffs and then kind of going from there. But I guarantee you, if they don't make the playoffs, and we talk to Craig Breslow after the season, and we ask him that same question, he'll probably look and go, yeah, it was a very successful season. We got a lot to build off of. It's not where we wanted to be, but
we can see where we're going.
Yeah.
And we'll see how we get
there. Yeah. So I think most people, like fans, view it as a successful season because you brought it up earlier. I mean, look at the AL East, you know,
right.
When you think
it's absurd.
I mean, think about it. Like, think about where, you know, if they were in another division or, you know, what this might like, what it might look like.
Right. No, I agree. I want to do this quickly because it's topical. David has a question for Breslow. What should we ask, David?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't like that. I think they put too many expectations on the young kids, and they got a surplus of talent in the outfield. So very quickly, they should do something with Meyer, the Roman Anthony. They should use him as trade bait and go out and get a number one pitcher.
Okay, well, the trade deadline's passed, David. Yeah. We'll get that next year. But I will be sure to ask Craig Breslow that. I hope Florida's treating you well. Let's get to Courtney Cox and what's trending there, Jackson.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox take another one against the Astros 4-1, the final on the road. They take that series 2-1. They're off tonight before taking on the Diamondbacks tomorrow at Fenway. Gerard Mayo spoke to media yesterday about the starting quarterback situation, and while Jacoby Brissett remains QB1 for now, he said he will know who the starter is week 1 by Monday night. Drake May did take some first-team reps yesterday. Mayo had this to say about him.
When it comes to that pre-snap operation for Drake May, is he in a place where if he had to start, you feel like he's ready, or do you feel like he's still kind of coming along?
100%, I think he's ready to run a huddle.
Another day of practice for the Pats today. Closed to the public, but open to media at 1 p.m. ahead of the Pats preseason finale on Sunday against the Commanders. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Boston. This is the last accurate forecast you're going to get for almost 2 weeks. 63 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high of 75.
With Shime not producing tomorrow, Big Jack, are you ready to fill the weather shoes?
I mean, I'm not going to fill the shoes, but I will substitute for sure.
Okay, that was a good answer.
Very well done. Very diplomatic.
Good. Yep.
Jackson is basically in the UN. We'll get to the rest of this wild day next.
Call me Boutros Boutros Ghali.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.